This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A bill to increase the penalty for threatening or retaliating against a state lawmaker has initially passed the House. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Lawmakers in both parties said they and their families have faced threats and say the toxic political environment makes the measure necessary. Democratic sponsor Kyle Mulica recalls a time he was threatened over a bill he sponsored.
I was threatened with having my house burnt down with my children inside of it. That's not why I ran. I didn't run to put my family's life in jeopardy or to put their safety in jeopardy.
A similar measure did not have enough support from either party to even be introduced last session. The few opponents this year say new laws aren't necessary and that legislators need to have thicker skin when holding office. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
RTD will overhaul how it audits itself. The Denver Area Transit Agency recently received two outside audits that were critical of how it polices itself. Eric Davidson says he and other board members should take a larger role in keeping RTD accountable.
So this is certainly something that we have to take on. I think it's abundantly clear we have a lot of problems here. And, we own those as a board.
Outside auditors say RTD's own practices did not meet industry standards. The agency's annual budget is more than $1 billion. Democratic State Representative Joe Neguse's job in Washington just got a little busier. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
Neguse has picked up another committee assignment. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi assigned the lawmaker from Lafayette to the Rules Committee, where he'll replace the late Congressman Elsie Hastings. She described Neguse as a respected and effective advocate for justice and an indispensable leader for the Democratic caucus. Neguse says he's honored to serve and play a role in shaping the legislation going to the floor. The Rules Committee is important because it decides which amendments to consider and sets the rules for members to debate bills. Neguse already serves on the House Natural Resources Committee, the Judiciary Committee, and the House Select Committee on the Climate Crisis. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Coming up, we track how the immigration bill is doing at the Colorado Capitol with public affairs reporter Benta Berkland. Benta joins us in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. You're listening to Colorado Public Radio News.